Let me say a few words about the health care bill that's on the Senate floor. We are trying very hard to begin the actual voting on amendments that are being offered to the health care bill with the hopes that we can then have a final vote on the health care reform bill before the Christmas break. So far, we've had a lot of delay and obstruction by the Republican side, frankly, and we're trying to overcome that. We have not been able to get a vote yet this week on any amendment, even the amendments offered by Republicans, which they seem to not want to bring those to a vote. So we're going to have to try to find a way to move ahead, possibly with tabling of amendments, and that should start probably this afternoon. I do think it's very important for New Mexico that we and the people of New Mexico that we try to proceed and enact this bill. It will substantially expand coverage. It will do so in a way that is deficit neutral and better. The Congressional Budget Office says that we will save $130 billion in the federal deficit over the first 10 years. We will save several hundred billion in deficit in the 10 years following that. The Congressional Budget also did an analysis of what this will do to the premiums that people are having to pay, those that currently have health care coverage. This analysis concluded that well over 90% of Americans would see a reduction in their premiums. And I think that's particularly true in New Mexico because of our income levels in the state, the subsidy that is going to be provided for folks in incomes up to 400% of poverty, which is $88,000 for a family of four. Those subsidies will allow the cost of premiums, the cost of health care coverage, to come down substantially. So I think it's very good legislation for New Mexico, very good